Motor Talk with David Berthon for Auscar. Looking for a quality used car? Visit auscar.com.au.
I was pleased the Commodore took the chequered flag at Bathurst last Sunday. Even more pleased it was David Reynolds in the Commodore of Erebus Motorsport. Team owner Betty Saunders Klamenko is not your average team owner. With heavily tattooed arms and pink or purple hair, it's hard to believe she's nearly a billionaire. The heiress to the Westfield fortune, Betty has had a remarkable life. A blue-eyed orphan conceived in a jailhouse cell to a drug-addicted prostitute, the father, her mother's arresting police officer, put into an orphanage at just 7 weeks, Betty was fortunate to catch the eye of John Saunders, a man who'd spent 5 years in a German concentration camp, arriving in Australia with his bride and little else, his father and brother both dying in Auschwitz. Teaming up with another Hungarian immigrant, Frank Lowy, the duo formed Westfield, and the rest is history. Betty Saunders Klamenko has had many highs and lows, her win at Bathurst a most worthy high. I met John Saunders in Caltech's house in the 1960s, his life a remarkable success story. A workaholic, Saunders died in 1994, aged 74. When Charlie Teo saved my daughter Jane's life in 2010, I wanted to give his foundation something in return. The solid silver Spirit of Ecstasy mascot from my 1913 Rolls-Royce seemed fitting. After all, Jane's survival had been our Spirit of Ecstasy. This rare mascot bought at auction by none other than Betty Saunders Klamenko. I'm David Berthon.